Damon Aryazlana spread his dark, membranous wings to their full span before letting them settle into a relaxed position, or as relaxed as he could manage, all things considered. Then he blew out a breath and raised a hand to knock on his uncle's study door. The school, that wasn't officially a school, had been in operation at Sa Diablo Hall for a month. The instructors were still adjusting to teaching a very select group of 36 students, as well as adjusting to being under the scrutiny of the black-jeweled warlord prince of Demlin, who was not only their employer, but also the patriarch of the Sa Diablo family, the wealthiest and most powerful family in the entire realm of Kaleer. The students were still adjusting to living in a massive gray stone building that, with all its wings and interior courtyards, could be mistaken for a small, enclosed village, as well as dealing with that same black-jeweled warlord prince as an administrator and benefactor who was benign, most of the time, but could swing to cold, lethal rage in a heartbeat if provoked, and was their instructor in craft and protocol. All that adjusting meant someone had to act as leader or liaison, or some other nonsense word that basically meant being the one who explained things to the adults when stuff happened. And who better to do the explaining than the warlord prince who wore a green birthright jewel and was the nephew of that black-jeweled warlord prince? He never looked forward to explaining stuff. If his sister hadn't been involved in this mess, he might have refused, but he couldn't let Titian fly into a potential storm on her own. Cherish and protect. Those commitments were bred into the bones of warlord princes, so he had to get some answers without getting Titian into trouble. Daemonar gave the door a quick knock before he stepped into the room, leaving himself partially shielded by the door. He didn't need the protection, not from his uncle, at least not right now, but it made him feel less exposed. The man behind the large blackwood desk looked up from the papers he'd been reading and smiled a welcome. Damon Sadi was still a breathtakingly beautiful man, with a well-toned body, golden brown skin, and thick black hair that was now silvered at the temples. That he was also the most lethal man in the realm was something people often forgot when they looked at his face and felt the seductive pull of his potent sexual heat. Having seen all the sides of Sadi's temper, Daemonar never forgot the man's lethal nature, but it was something he could dismiss, most of the time. Giving Damon what he hoped looked like an easy smile, he said, "Hypothetical question." Did he detect a hint of panic in his uncle's gold eyes? Damon capped his pen and said in that deep, cultured voice that always held a sensual edge, "All right. If someone tried a bit of craft inside the hall, instead of going outside because it's cold and rainy today, and the spell went a wee bit wrong and punched a hole in a wall, how much trouble would that person be in, hypothetically?" He watched Damon swallow, started counting the seconds before getting a reply, not so different from counting between seeing lightning and hearing thunder to determine the distance of a storm. "How big is this hypothetical hole?" Damon finally asked. "More decorative window than door," Daemonar replied. "No risk of any part of the hall collapsing because of this hole?"
"Not at all. Easily repaired," he hoped.
"Well then, if no one was injured, and there's no structural damage that might cause future injuries, I think the person or persons involved in the spell that went a wee bit wrong could make their own arrangements to have the repairs done without requiring me to get involved. Hypothetically." "That's what I thought. However," Damon uncapped his pen and made a mark on the paper in front of him. "Hellsfire, here it comes," Daemonar thought. "I would expect to find a copy of this bit of craft on my desk when I return to the study after the midday meal, so that I can review it and use it as part of the next craft lesson, since it had gone a wee bit wrong." Damon looked up and gave Daemonar a smile that made the boy's knees turn weak.
"That's a sensible idea,"
Daemonar said. "I'm delighted you think so." The words were purred
and that in itself was a warning.